Sometimes, while building a strong democracy, we gotta use some strong language. So be warned.
Howdy, y'all. It's Ashley Chang.
And Becky Bullard.
Of the Ravel Podcast, bringing you a very special series, The Daily Democracy Challenge.
Each day for the 46 days leading up to the November 3rd election, we are giving you one impactful yet achievable thing you can do to flip Texas and hopefully elect our 46th president.
Get it? Like 46 days, 46th president.
Democracy nerds, assemble!
That is the ghost of Ashley because I'm exhausted. I feel like that's all that's left in me because it is day 43, y'all, of our daily democracy challenge. I cannot believe we've been doing a podcast every day for the last 43 days. But it is October 31st. It's Halloween, y'all. And we only have 3 days left until the election. I cannot think of anything scarier than waking up the day after the election and feeling like I didn't do enough during this last home stretch. So we have some fun actions for you today, of course, because it's Halloween. It's also a blue moon, I just found out, guys. So that means that it's a full moon tonight, and it is the second full moon of the month. And I think that means that it's just going to be a magical day and we're going to turn out all of the voters. It's going to be amazing. So your main action today is to join the Halloween spooktacular Get Out the Vote phone bank with the Texas Democratic Party. They have not one, not two, not three, but 4 options for you to call in and to talk to voters across Texas. They have one at 9 a.m., another at noon, another at 3, and another at 6 p.m. And each of those is 3 hours long. And like Becky and I have been saying this whole time, if you can't show up the whole time, if you have to jump on a little bit late, it's okay. You know, something is better than nothing. Do more than nothing, like we always say. So put forth whatever you can today. And these are great events. The reason why I've chosen this one is because it's a virtual automated phone bank, or like organizing jargon, and they call it, you're using the dialer. And what all that means is that it costs a little bit of extra money, so it's harder for a lot of smaller local down ballot races to be able to use the dialer. But it just makes it way more efficient to make phone calls, so you're going to end up calling a lot more folks this way, and we're in crunch time, so let's call as many people as we possibly can to get out that vote for Tuesday. The other cool thing about it is that the more folks who are on the dialer at one time, the faster that it'll make the calls. So just by you showing up, you're helping out the rest of the team. So definitely join us for this Halloween phone bank. I would love it if I got to see y'all on the Zoom dressed up as well. And if you want some bonus points and you want to get out there, since we can't officially trick or treat or it's not advised, you can still dress up and contact your local county party. And I'm sure most of them are doing lit drops all day. So if you haven't done a lit drop yet, or if you're just tuning in for the first time to the Daily Democracy Challenge, it's a literature drop. Basically, you're just putting campaign flyers on folks' doors or door hangers to make sure they have all the information they need to get the vote out for Tuesday. It's totally contactless. I've had so much fun doing that, and hopefully wherever y'all are, you've got some beautiful fall weather ahead of you for this Saturday, and we would love it more than anything. It makes our hearts smile so much when y'all tag us on social media to just know that we're not talking into this abyss and y'all are out there doing this work with us. So please take your selfies in your costumes and post them on social, tag us at the Ravel TX, and we would love to share those photos out as well. Because know that every time that you're doing this work and you share with others that you're doing the same, it makes it seem that much more accessible for the friends in your life who find this work really intimidating. And that was me and Becky for the longest time. And it took people in my life to hold my hand and show me the ropes that, oh, not only is this work possible, but it can actually be really fun. So send us those selfies, do the work. Let's make sure we
put in everything that we can these last 3 days, so no one is ghosting us at the polls on Tuesday. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow or see you on the internet. Bye.